Hello, my name is Khan Lee, a senior research scientist at Eventualsoft Inc. Today, I'm presenting our work on a novel non-invasive device for screening and optimized management to improve heart failure outcomes in patients with diabetes mellitus. This is a joint work with our colleague from the Florida Cardiology Group. Evidence shows diabetes mellitus, or DM, is a major independent risk factor for several cardiovascular disorders, including heart failure. Large randomized clinical trials for screening and revascularization of stable macrovascular disease in diabetics have failed to demonstrate a significant reduction in cardiac events and heart failure episodes. Studies have demonstrated that early detection of left ventricular dysfunction and prevention of microvascular complications through glycemic control in diabetes patients is a critical mechanism for reducing the incidence and severity of left ventricular dysfunction and heart failure. There's a need for a non-invasive, affordable, accurate, absolute, and actionable method to facilitate optimized management of diabetes patients across the continuity of care. Hemotag, developed by us at Eventualsoft, is a small portable device that uses microsensors to capture cardiac vibrations and electrocardiogram. Transduced via thoracic electrodes, it is a viable option to measure cardiac intervals, or CTIs, surrogate markers for measurements of left ventricular dysfunction. Please see Figure 1. In 98 diabetes patients, the predictability value of hemotag-derived CTIs were assessed as valid markers for left ventricular dysfunction, measured simultaneously at the time of transthoracic echocardiogram, to determine reduced ejection fraction of less than 50%, ejection fraction less than 35%, elevated E by E prime of greater than 14, and elevated left atrial volume index, or LAVI, of greater than 34 millimeters per square meter. These CTIs include systolic time ratio index, or STRI, which is defined as the aortic valve opening time over the interval between aortic valve opening and aortic valve closure, normalized by heart rate, the aortic valve closure time, AVC, and mitral valve opening, MVO. Linear correlation analysis was performed. Sensitivity, specificity, positive and negative predictive values were calculated. The mean age was 70.3 plus minus 11.6 years. The mean ejection fraction was 59 plus minus 12.7%. The mean E by E prime was 17.9 plus minus 8.5. The mean LAVI was 35.4 plus minus 16.1 milliliter per square meter, and 30.2% were female. The following was noted with a paired economist interpretation. For STRI and ejection fraction of less than 35%, we achieved a sensitivity of 100%, specificity of 88%, area under the curve of 0.94. For STRI and ejection fraction less than 50%, we achieved a sensitivity of 94%, specificity of 87%, AUC of 0.93. And for MVO and E by E prime greater than 14, the sensitivity was 92%, specificity of 45%, AUC of 0.63. And lastly, for AVC and LAVI of greater than 34 milliliter per square meter, we achieved a sensitivity of 92%, a specificity of 53%, and area under the curve of 0.65. In conclusion, Hemotag detected systolic and diastolic function with high sensitivity and high specificity. This preliminary study has demonstrated the feasibility of estimating left ventricular dysfunction using a portable, non-invasive device that can facilitate screening and optimize management to improve heart failure outcomes in patients with diabetes mellitus. If you're interested in this research, please don't hesitate to contact us at Diego, that's DIEGO, at eventualsoft.com. Thank you very much.